Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 33. And Yaakov lifted his eyes and looked and saw Esau coming, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two female servants. And he put the female servants and their children in front, and Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Yosef last. And he himself passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted his eyes and saw the women and children and said,
"Who are these with you?"
And he said,
"The children with whom Elohim has favored your servant."
Then the female servants came near, they and their children, and bowed themselves. And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed themselves. And Yosef and Rachel came near, and they bowed themselves. Then Esau said,
"What do you mean by all this company which I met?"
And he said,
"To find favor in the eyes of my master."
But Esau said,
"I have enough, my brother. Let what you have remain yours."
And Yaakov said,
"No, please. If I have now found favor in your eyes, then receive my present from my hand, because I have seen your face like seeing the face of Elohim, and you were pleased with me. Please, take my berakha that is brought to you, because Elohim has favored me, and because I have all."
And he urged him, and he took it. And he said,
"Let us depart and go, and let me go before you."
But he said to him,
"My master knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flocks shall die. Please let my master go before his servant, and let me lead on slowly according to the pace of the livestock that go before me, and according to the pace of the children, until I come to my master in Seir."
And Esau said,
"Please let me leave with you some of the people who are with me."
But he said,
"Why this? Let me find favor in the eyes of my master."
And Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Yaakov departed to Succoth, and built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. That is why the name of the place is called Succoth. And Yaakov came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram. And he pitched his tent before the city, and he bought the portion of the field where he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 kesetah. And he put up an altar there and called it El Elohe Yisrael.